What's going on, Button Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to SBR Reports, Episode 15, Pokemon's Final Z-Move.
Dun, dun, dun!
I really wanted to go into, like, and the next episode of Pokemon Z.
Well, you ruined it. We could have done that, but now it's too late. We're here now.
All right. Well, then, Okay, then I guess we're just gonna jump right into it. So, first thing we want to cover is a conundrum that I've been having, because there are two games that I've been seeing that have caught my eye, but considering the fact that when you guys listen to this, I will be neck deep in Super Mario Odyssey, I would like for you to help me.
Neck deep, he says, knowing he's going to be drowning up to the eyeballs.
Okay, I'm at least going to try to have my head above, you know, the water. I'm going to try. But anyway, back to the matter at hand. So, there is Stardew Valley. I don't know if you've seen this beautiful little indie title, but I want you to imagine Harvest Moon on steroids. That's the best I could possibly put it. And I don't mean that it's aggressive by any means. Every single review, every single clip, every single picture, it just makes the game look... The game itself is just so... pretty and calming, and I could literally lose myself. And this video game is available on the Switch.
It's like, Mr. Gamer, weren't you supposed to be at your day job?
What day job? I have to
go 2 weeks ago.
I have to go back and mine so that I can go afford some copper ore, so I can go improve my sword, so that I can go finish fighting in whatever dungeon, because I would have lost myself by then. So I have that. But then I have Cuphead. We all know Cuphead. We've all seen Cuphead. If you haven't, Cuphead is one of the most artistically, words. I'm trying to figure out the best. I don't want to just say the art's good, but I'll put it to you this way. The art's good. Like,
I was going to say, did you need help?
Well, I just did, like, the,
Cuphead is a game screaming back to the roaring 30s, or is that the 20s? Anyway, 1930s cartoon style.
We're talking like Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, you know, Mickey Mouse on the boat going...
Okay. Do I need to do that?
Yes. That's how many Disney movies he's watched in the past year alone.
Oh boy, Walt Disney. But don't get me started on that. So, we have the Get Good Cuphead. We have Rule 34, unfortunately, Cuphead. We have Dark Soul memes of Cuphead. We
have to bring up Rule 34.
I can't help it. It's in... I can't unsee it.
So anyway, Cuphead is the game that a lot of people say are hard. Some people think it's not hard. And everybody else are scrubs. But we're not going to get into that conversation. And pretty much, the game is pretty good. The game looks beautiful.
I have friends who play it. It actually looks difficult. So... though, so
I watched a video of old people playing it and it melted my heart.
What?
I watched a video. I'm not going to say where because I'm not giving them that click. Because I didn't realize who they were. Until I clicked on it. Ooh. But.
Sell for the bait.
But old people playing it made my heart so happy.
So, Button Mashers that are listening. Do I get Stardew Valley and have a nice calming experience where you probably won't see me for like 6 months? Or do I play the possibly rage-inducing but most likely entertaining to you, Cuphead? I can get them both on the PC. Cuphead doesn't yet have a physical release. So, the choice is yours.
Honestly, is what do you want to sit down and hear about him playing Stardew Valley or watch him rage? Potentially, because let's remember, everybody's difficulty level is at different levels.
I mean, I am Mr. Gamer for a reason.
Okay, anyway, your ego. Yeah, I want to watch him play Cuphead and actually finish a Let's Play.
Oh, did you have to?
Oh, no shade.
Did you? Oh.
Man, you look like you're dying. Speaking of dying, let's talk about the death of Kinect.
Ooh, you know, I got to give that to you on that segue. Okay, 15 episodes, Miss Duvall got a segue in. All right. But yeah, the death of Kinect. Did anyone really not see this coming, though? Like, I don't even... It's kind of going down the way of PlayStation VR. Who actually really plays PlayStation VR? Who really play with Microsoft Kinect?
Seriously. Funny story. When you had talked to me that we were going to be talking about this and you kept saying Kinect, I'm like, Kinect? Kinect to what? It took me forever to figure out what you were talking about.
Wow. That just shows... Oh, boy.
I want to say, you know, it was 5 o'clock in the morning and I didn't have my tea yet. But no, I really didn't know what you were talking about until you sent me the article. And I was just like, oh.
I mean, honestly, the last Kinect game I played was Dance Central.
You mean the only Kinect game you played?
No, I actually played some other games. I think I played the Water Rapids thing where you're like...
What?
Where you're standing in a raft and you have to, like, because your body is the control, you have to move along the white water rapids.
The only things I know that Kinect had was the dancing thing and that Dragon Ball thing.
The Dragon Ball thing.
Was that real? The Dragon Ball Z thing, was that real? Or was that fake? I don't know. All I know is that the only thing I knew that it had was the dancing thing, because everything else just seemed stupid.
Yeah, they're really... I can't imagine a hardcore console like Xbox kind of sells itself as, and actually working with the Kinect. I mean,
even... They tried to make themselves a family unit.
Well, that failed. I mean,
Jimmy's more intrigued and wanted to play Call of Duty and call everybody a scrub and talk about having sex with your mother.
Or we could talk about the fact that Microsoft's attempt to try to get in the market after the Nintendo Wii came out.
That is also true.
I mean,
to be fair, PlayStation did too.
Okay, but that thing was nothing but a... I have to remember our audience. All right. Well, I won't be saying that, but yeah, I'm not really surprised by this. Honestly, it's about time. I don't see any big games coming out on the Kinect. And I remember, what is it, when the new Xbox was released, it was only released with the Kinect system, which made it more expensive, and no one freaking wanted it. Like, no one.
That was a rough year for Xbox. They had to change so much before the thing actually came out, because people were upset.
But you know what people won't be upset about?
Hmm?
Animal Crossing.
Yay, good segue. Yay, Animal Crossing. Okay, so this is my thing, because you guys already know I like cute, adorable animal things. Animal Crossing, Nintendo Direct happened for Animal Crossing. They're coming out with an Animal Crossing mobile game, I think it's called.
Cash Grab. Sorry.
Pocket Camp. Essentially, it's Animal Crossing in your pocket, and you get to, like, be a camp manager and build a campsite instead of building a town. And instead of having loans on a house, you have extreme loans from not Tom Nook, but these three Penguin bro, I know you didn't watch the whole video.
No, I did not.
You jerk.
I'm not a jerk. I literally saw that and I was like, oh boy, I hope this is better than Miitomo. I hope this is better than Super Mario Run.
That was the thing.
Like, I'm sorry.
It looks better.
Nintendo on mobile just hasn't really been going strong, and when I think of Animal Crossing, I think of, oh man, I just started up this game, congratulations, I'm already in, insert how many ever thousands of bells in debt.
Well, look, just because you don't want to play real life with cute animals doesn't mean other people aren't like you.
Well, I'm not, honest opinion, I don't really see this going over very well, but then again, I'm kind of tired of getting burned by mobile games and microtransactions. I recently played...
Yeah.
I recently tried to pick up PvZ Heroes. Because I liked PvZ. I do. Like, I hacked into the game for my wife. Because she wanted to play some extra levels that were specially hidden away on a disc. And I liked it. But
is that something you used to be admitting on the mic?
Whatever. But the fact of the matter is, I liked it. But when I got into PVZ Heroes, it's like, wow, you really notice how much they cripple you if you don't pay money to get the gems, to get the packs, to get the chance to get the rare card to complete your deck so that you have a better chance of finishing the mission. And I know what people are going to say.
But you don't have to buy it. You can grind.
Yeah. And you're right. I do have a choice. My choice is to not partake in games that abuse microtransactions, because not all mobile games do, but almost 95% of them actually do. And I'm...
Yeah, all the good ones normally do.
And I feel like that's... Because people are going to see Animal Crossing, unfortunately. People like Miss Duval are going to see Animal Crossing and they'll be like, yes! I got it! I got it! Because, oh, it's just... What are the bucks called? Leaf bucks?
Leaf bucks that you can either earn and or buy. I mean, that was the only thing they really mentioned about using real money with. From the video, granted, it's coming out in November, so we'll see. Me, being who I am, I'm cheap, so I'm not going to buy anything. Honestly, if I really like a mobile game, I'm probably going to grind it out. Very rarely do I even consider buying the extra stuff, unless it makes it, if it makes it unbearably hard to get the special jewels you need to do what you need to do, odds are I'm going to play it.
I mean,
I'm going to keep playing it.
And then is it even really going to be worth it after that? Like, you, I guess I'm going to.
It's worth it if you own it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay, y'all, just so you know, as soon as I put it on my phone, he's going to take it from me.
No,
I won't. Know this. No. He's Mr. Gamer.
No,
Someone said send him a review request.
Okay, anyway, let's go on to other things that Nintendo's been doing, like their Switch sales and how they are much better than Xbox and Sony. Oops, no tea, no shade. All the tea, all the shade. I've said this from the beginning.
Diva.
Since I got my Switch, every single complaint that I've ever heard about the Nintendo Switch, it's not as powerful. The battery doesn't last as long. There's no good games on it. The library of video games that have been coming out for the Nintendo Switch have just been blowing my mind. When Doom was
Doom. You got it at the boom. Boom.
I just don't have to.
Okay, I'm gonna add it.
Okay. Doom.
Boom.
Oh my goodness. But anyway, when Doom, that violent, horrific game where you are almost literally ripping up demons with your bare hands, is on the Nintendo Switch, as in I can play this on my beautiful screen TV and then take it, you know, wherever I want to go, I think I'll be okay if my system isn't as, if it's not as powerful as a PS4. And apparently quite a few other people are completely fine with the fact that Nintendo has been outselling the Xbox, the Xbox One X and the PS4.
Oh, that is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Xbox One.
Yeah, I haven't been thinking about the Xbox One X. Like, I only hear about PS4 Pro because I occasionally go into Best Buy and I'll see, you know, PS4 Pro optimized or some stupid crap like that. Yeah,
see, the thing is, and this is what I've learned from hanging around, well, you and other gamers. People who are, well, for lack of a better word, pissy about Nintendo doing better and throwing them and being, well, rude about it. It's a system that was made, but not everybody's going to want to buy that system. Nintendo has a market known as the family market. And let's face it, a mom is more likely going to buy their kid a system with Mario, who is kid-friendly, than a system that they deem will teach their kids how to swear like a sailor.
Oh, I mean, they're not all of them are going to be swearing like sailors, but...
Yeah, some of them are going to be swearing like Marines. Apparently, there's a difference.
Okay,
ask my daddy.
But anyway, according to GamingBolt.com, there's a beautiful little statistic that shows that Nintendo Switch is the best-selling game console in the U.S. with just in March, it sold 485 $1 million worth of Nintendo Switches versus what seems to be in 2016 compared to, if I'm looking at this graph correctly, 253 million. So yeah, looking at this correctly, they have, Nintendo has gone up 92%. That's just in March. We are in October right now.
What came out in March?
Would that be when the system first, wait, yeah.
Yeah, that's when the system came out.
Of the Wild.
Yeah, so that's compared to their, like, what, Wii sales or whatever?
Wii U, actually, because, Wii U sales. Yeah, the Wii U sales, which, let's face it, was not the best.
Yeah, so idea. Compared to the Wii U sales, when that was still a thing in 2016,
Yeah, that was, like, and then by the time,
they just ran with it.
I mean, and by the time people are going to be listening to this, everyone and their grandma is going to be talking about Super Mario Odyssey. And then they still got DLC left for Breath of the Wild. So, Nintendo ain't going nowhere,
people.
They
only dipped down a little bit in August. And even down in September.
Well, I mean, because... And this is what I say. This is what I tell people who are being critical about Nintendo right now. Nintendo is playing the long con. They know exactly what it is they're doing. They have crafted their message perfectly, and they're doing things that they haven't done before. They're not trying to meet you anymore. You meet them. They give you what they want to give you. You can ask for more, and that's nice and all, but you'll wait. Oh, we teased you about this new Zelda game, and we'll keep teasing you and keep teasing you.
That lie.
But you'll eventually get it when they want you to. And look, people, you can't keep this system. Well, now you can, but during the first early months of this year when the system first came out, they could not keep this thing on the shelves. You just couldn't. And Nintendo knows it.
People cross state lines to get it.
The NES, the SNES Classic. Nintendo knows what they're doing. And now it's just kind of their time to shine. And Sony and Microsoft, they're going to continue to go at each other because as far as those two are concerned, they are the biggest. They are the baddest. Those are the two competitors.
They go after the adults with money.
Yeah, and I'm gonna sit back with my Switch that I could take anywhere. I can't take my PS4 anywhere. I can't take my Xbox anywhere. And at this point, I don't want to.
Man, if only the Vita stayed good.
Oh, man. And
I had such high hopes for it.
And what was I listening to? I was listening to the Persona 4 Dancing All Night soundtrack, too.
Man.
That was
such a shame.
Then again, I just love musical games. But there's other things that Nintendo Switch is doing well. Like, this here was an article from Polygon, these wonderful people, not at all, where they, it was discovered that with the new Nintendo Switch update, there is GameCube controller support on the Nintendo Switch. Now, why would there ever need to be GameCube controller support for your Switch? Here's what I think. We're going to be getting a new Smash Brothers game sometime. I haven't seen anything properly teased. We're going to be getting a Super Smash Brothers game on the Switch. I feel it.
I'm just only worried because it seems like such a random update that maybe the next update might be getting rid of it. Like a glitch almost. It's such a random thing. Without saying anything.
Well, from the YouTube video in this article showed that the buttons are mapped. Well, minus the home button. Unfortunately, the start button does not transfer over properly as the home button for the Nintendo Switch console. So the start button would be in place of the plus or the minus button on either side of your Nintendo Switch. But I don't think this is going anywhere. I truly believe that there is going to be a Super Smash Brothers game. Just like previous updates, someone had found that emulator for Flog when it was actually Golf, and they would seen as there was a Nintendo emulator on the Nintendo Switch console, and people were able to determine that the only reason that would be there is because there's going to be a virtual console that'll be coming out for the Switch, because there's no reason for that to be programmed within it. I truly believe that there's going to be coming out with, well, they've already did Twilight Princess. I guess they can either do a Skyward Sword or Brawl. I can't think of any other reason why you would give the Nintendo Switch controller support.
I'm going to be skeptical until they actually say something.
I think it's coming. I truly do, because the adapter was originally for, more specifically, the Wii U, when they had, eight versus. Like, I really feel like they're going to be doing that. And let me have it. Please let me have it. I would gladly. I mean, I'd have to try to get my hands on an adapter, but still.
I'm going to chalk this up to we'll see.
Okay. You got your money in the Animal Crossing and in the Animal Crossing lot. My bet is because it will change a lot of things will change if we actually do get a Super Smash Brothers game on the Switch.
You mean more people at my house screaming?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that exact thing. I do think it's coming. So yes. The latest
Mario with Cappy in Smash would actually be quite hilarious.
They have so many characters. They have a brand new Samus. They have a brand new Link to bring. They have a brand new.
I thought you were
Zelda.
About to say Lapis.
No. This is not a podcast about Steven Universe, though. I have no idea what they've been doing lately. But no, I it's gotta be. It's gotta be coming. It has to be coming. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it, and I want it.
He's rubbing his hands. He's ready.
I've been waiting for
it. He is fiending.
They need to come out with a Brawl game.
Dude.
It needs to happen. It would just make they've already got a first person shooter with Doom. I mean, the multiplayer on it isn't terrible, but like get a decent racing game. That Wipeout game is it's not bad, but could be better. Like, They've already got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, so that fits the Mario Kart thing. They've had Brawl on everything else, even the 3DS. They're going to bring something out for the Switch. They're going to, and I feel like it's going to be big. I'm feeling
and
it.
And you got all of this from GameCube controller support.
Okay, well, when you're in as deep, you gotta draw one line over here, and then you gotta wrap your yarn around that thumbtack over there. And we're not gonna get into the other conspiracy theories, okay? We're not gonna get into that. But something we can get into in our main topic, it seems to be that Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon might actually be the last.
Well, not might. It says they will be.
Well, okay. And the only reason I say might is this. So in this specific post, which is from the Christian Post, that's honestly the last place I ever thought would ever be posting anything about video games, but hey, I'm not gonna, sure, why not? So from what it seems, so in a recent interview with IGN, Omori explained how Pokemon Ultra Sun and Pokemon Ultra Moon titles could be the culmination of their series for the Nintendo 3DS. Along the way, he makes it clear that the series needs more room to grow, perhaps on the Nintendo Switch. When we're making Pokemon X and Y, we're really trying to push the 3DS system to its absolute limits. I want you to remember those two words, which is what we thought, he began, noting that even with the earlier Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon, they were already stretching what the console was capable of. With Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, Omori notes, we've tried to eke that out more and really, really push the system to its absolute limits. Again, how many times can you push something to its absolute limits?
Well,
hold on. And we're feeling now that perhaps this is a maximum of what we can get out. So we're really treating Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon as a culmination of our work with the 3DS system, he explains. While they could be releasing spin-offs and add-ons for the games, the next core games of the series are presumably moving on to the more powerful Nintendo Switch.
You know what? I know exactly what this sounds like.
Okay.
This sounds like, yes, this is great and all, But, you know, 3DS was cool and stuff, but that Nintendo Switch, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Sounds like the kid who's like, okay, I'm really happy with this. I really am. But I want something new. And Pokemon on the Switch with what they've been doing lately.
I'm sorry. Got it. The skeptics coming out. It's not going to be the same.
I mean, obviously it's not going to be the same.
Well, no. I mean, like, just, like, battle-wise. Like, the game that they're teasing is supposed to be a true RPG experience. That's the best that I can put it, that they're going to be having like a full-fledged role-playing game and everything, and it'll be a main Pokemon adventure and things like that. But I just, I don't know, because right now I've gotten so used to the double screens, which the Switch doesn't have, unfortunately.
Obviously.
Another thing is, if I'm thinking of a video game that's going to be coming from the 3DS, and I'm not saying that they're going to be taking Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon and putting it on the Switch, they're going to have a full-fledged Pokemon game. Now, what do you think that would exactly mean, a full-fledged Pokemon game, as if what we've been playing have been watered down, like they've been,
Well, the developers might just be ready to move on from the formula to do something else.
Okay, well, then that just goes back to, the Switch is powerful, but I don't, okay, how about it's like this? Think of the Nintendo Switch as a bucket, a very large bucket.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't feel confident that whatever Pokemon thing they could make can fully fill that Switch bucket. It fully fills and maybe overflows in a 3DS bucket. I don't feel like a Pokemon game that they could make is going to fill completely something for the Nintendo Switch. I don't feel very good about this. We're not saying that they can't, but just based off of what's been going on for years now, where a 3DS is basically a Pokemon machine at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, because when I'm looking at the Nintendo Switch, I've got two. Not to mention, you're gonna want to completely utilize all the technology that Switch can offer you, like Joy-Cons, like the Joy-Cons, the everything.
I kind of sort of see it like, I'm curious to see what they plan on doing, what they're thinking, because obviously we won't know until it happens.
Yeah, I'm just.
And I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean if they put the next main game on the Switch that the 3DS will then become obsolete.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's.
I mean, it might for a lot of people.
I don't think it will. I think Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, considering
it's going to have a lot of playtime.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, but I'm just like.
It's the game that Sun and Moon should have been.
How big can you make Pokemon for the Switch? Because I'm just thinking to myself, you just have so many more just buttons. I mean, with Pokemon, you really only need, you know, left, you know, up, down, left, right, BA, start. But with the Switch, you have so much technology in that thing. Like, what am I really going to be doing? Because if it's going to be a full-fledged game, is it going to be a full-fledged, and I'm just throwing prices out there, is it going to be a full-fledged $30? Is it going to be a full-fledged $40? Is it going to be a full-fledged $15? Like, what is going to be the level of Pokemon? How much are you going to amp this up? Not to mention, we both know how much of a flop Pokemon Go was.
Well, Pokemon Go was also on a mobile phone. If we're going to make comparisons, I would think we would need to think of more Pokemon games. Like how Pokemon Dynasty, was it Dynasty? No, that's not what it's called. The one where you're like warlords or whatever and you're...
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted that game to succeed, but I really felt like at the time people weren't ready for something like that. Because the game was actually really interesting. But But this is why I say I'm not sure what the future will hold for them. But if they decide to do that, I'm very curious to see where they will go. Because, yeah, it has a lot of power and it might not be able to fill it. But who's to say that? Say that.
Okay, here's what I'm going to need. I'm going to need this to be Final Fantasy levels of huge. Don't give me just the badges.
Okay, but what is Final Fantasy?
Okay, we can start with like Final Fantasy like 9 or something.
You know what?
Like,
okay, because if you had said 15, I was going to...
No.
They would have just heard a whack.
No, I will... No, I actually, you know, I have respect for myself.
Because that's actually what I was thinking. It's like Pokemon pretty much turning into a more Final Fantasy formula.
And you know, obviously we're going to have turn-based combat. Or maybe we can go with the Pokken Tournament type thing. That could happen too, I suppose. But you're going to have... Oh, boy, you're going to have to give me a whole lot.
I mean, for all we know, they can make it open world. That's really popular nowadays.
I mean, oh, man.
Can you imagine an open world Pokemon game?
Can you imagine character creation? That sort of thing, like...
Just riding on your Gyarados into the sunset.
I mean...
Shiny Gyarados at that, because you earned that mother...
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm getting a little bit more convinced.
Maybe it's just how they're going to do it, because things like open world, Final Fantasy formula, it's the formula that they use. Because, honestly, Pokemon formula is tried and true.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to get, you know, 8 badges, get the best Pokemon, go. Like, give me, like... side quests and like other things to go and do.
Like with Pokemon Sun, I think the most hypest thing was that you were the first champion. That's hype. That was hype. That was unnecessarily hype.
Yeah, and there was some characters in there that were made to... they were made to test people. They were made.
And you failed that test. You failed that test.
That was not fair. But anyway. I want to say that...
They rocked your world.
Stop it. I want to say that perhaps if we could get something to the level of a JRPG with side quest character creation, you know, give me a little bit more than just, you know...
Pokemon Skyrim.
Oh, no.
I think that would be great.
I think there's a mod for that already.
Yeah, but it would be like actual Pokemon, so the modders can mod that.
We'll see what happens, but that's what I'm feeling with this one. It's, I think I'm still concerned, but now that I have an idea of what it possibly could be, maybe it won't be so bad. If you disagree, if you agree, let me know in the comments section, anywhere, wherever you're reading this, wherever you're listening to this, except if you're driving and listening to this, like try to make a voice note or something like that, you know.
I mean, if you think Mr. Gamer should play Cuphead, you should...
You've been really pushing Cuphead.
I'm kind of biased towards Cuphead, but that's my bias. If you guys think...
You just want to torture me.
If you guys think Mr. Gamer... Because we're going to wrap this up soon.
Yeah.
If you think Mr. Gamer should play Cuphead, this comment, get good. If you think he should play Stardew Valley... title it, just simply say, nice knowing you.
What?
Yeah, you're gonna disappear into the void of your haven here. Your wife is gonna call me.
Okay, anyway.
Your mom is gonna be all like, if you don't get your butt out and take a shower.
Can we... And with that being said, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty DeVall.
Signing off.